residential connection. Autonomous lighting specialist to arc residential to smart house.
Welcome to Residential Tech Talks. I'm Jeremy Glowacki, Executive Editor of Residential Tech Today. On this week's podcast, Chris Lennon joins us from Portland, Oregon, where he is a business development manager for Lumini, a manufacturer of architectural lighting solutions. Lumini was one of the lighting fixture exhibitors at the third annual Lightapalooza conference held last month in Glendale, Arizona, where the company showcased its specification-grade low-voltage fixtures, including a new LED linear product range and micro-optics solutions ideal for the custom integration channel. Our guest today comes from the CI space, having spent many years with the AV brands iRoom, Origin Acoustics, and Speakercraft, but now after a year and a half immersed in the lighting fixtures business, he's just the person to call if you're looking for a high-end LED linear or low-voltage micro-optic solution for your next project. Chris Lennon, welcome back to the podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Jeremy. It's good to be back.
Well, we're recording this on March 25th. It's kind of early spring, late winter, however you want to, you know, slice it. How are things in Portland for this this early spring day?
Nice and gray and cloudy today, but we had what we call fake spring already. So some nice sunny days that makes everybody feel like, okay, here it comes. But it generally rains for about two more months and then we get summer.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Portland is known for that, just like Seattle up there. We've been definitely getting the fake spring. Don't know if it's climate change yet, or we're just like having a weird year, but I mowed my lawn probably the earliest I've ever done that, so that's very odd. But getting ready to hit the road this week for another buying group meeting, and I'm sure you're busy as well. It was great to see you at Lightapalooza at the end of last month, and we didn't get a chance to catch up there, but we talked afterwards, and I wanted to kind of touch on how, you know, you've been in this lighting business for a year and a half now. And one of my biggest challenges when I was at Lightapalooza covering the lighting space and having gone to all three of them, but really kind of in and out on lighting versus AV and all the integration stuff kind of isn't every day for me. It's like learning new terminology and even figuring out what questions to ask vendors. Having spent your life in AV like this, like me, how challenging has it been for you getting your head wrapped around like the terminology and just the new category?
The first few months were, you know, it was a whole new learning experience, which is cool. That's kind of what I was looking for. You know, there are different terminologies when it comes to lighting. Same with audio. You know, if a lighting person went and jumped into audio, it'd be hard for a few months. But I studied up, worked with an amazing group of talented people, very knowledgeable. And, you know, a few months into it, I started going out and talking to people. And generally, I found out that I knew as much as your average integrator did about lighting after just a few months. And you know, you just go out and meet and talk with tons of people. And at this point, it comes naturally.
Yeah, I hear you on that. I've again, spent my career kind of feeling like everyone knows more than I know because they do this work and I'm just writing about it. But then sometimes I realize I actually have, you know, kind of amassed some knowledge and I can talk the talk with folks. So it doesn't take long as you're staying up on top of the trends and things. But one of the case in point kind of moments was when you and I spoke recently, and you mentioned Lumini as a supplier of specification grade fixtures. And you mentioned that, that 90, like in the past 99% of Lumini's business comes from the spec world. I needed you to kind of roll that back and explain for those who are unfamiliar with that particular terminology, of the traditional lighting business, what exactly does specification or spec mean in terms of what Lumini does?
Sure. Specification grade is just a higher standard when it comes to the product itself. And that's due to the types of projects that we're involved on. the majority of the business is run through lighting agents nationwide. And let's say they're building a new airport in a city. The developers of that airport would go to the local lighting agent and just ask them to specify everything lighting fixture on that project. And so, we are fortunate to be aligned with a lot of the premier agents around the country, as we're starting to do in our channel as well. And they specify product that's, going to meet the standard and is going to work for years to come. Obviously at the right price points and things like that. And once you get on a project, let's say like Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, it's awesome to be involved in projects like that, but your stuff can't fail. Mm-hmm. It's not budgeted to be replaced in a short amount of time. And so if you want to get invited to the next Allegiant Stadium, then your stuff has to be good and have a good lifetime and things like that. And so that's spec grade. On a lot of the high-end projects in our channel, people want the best. And so, I'd say that's where specification grade becomes a relevant term when somebody wants the best.
Well, and speaking of this channel, then, as Lumini evolves to embrace the CI space and, having the foresight to hire you from the channel, with your background and, gearing up its go-to-market strategy to appeal to the channel to really understand the channel. What are some of the ways, besides hiring you, that the company has worked to accommodate the more high-touch nature of custom integrators as compared to, its traditional spec business?
Yeah, sure. There's an initiative internally in our company called Easy to Do Business With. And it's pretty self-explanatory, but we have implemented things like, when somebody sends us an order, you get a confirmation, just to have that that confidence that the order is being looked after. Once the order is put in, then we send out estimated ship dates so that people know when they can expect their order to ship out. And if there are any adjustments to that, due to production schedule and things like that, then we'd send an updated estimated ship date. And then there's a lot of things that we've done just to make things easier for the guys on the job site. So each box is going to have its own packing list, and inside of that box, each of the fixtures or run lengths are going to have a sticker on it. All the accessories that go with that run length are taped to that piece of, generally extrusion. And so lots of things that are done to make it easy for the guys. We have an extra box that goes with each shipment that's called a contractor box. And so any instructions would be included there for installation. If there were shop drawings required for, say, a large complex mud-in fixture, then those shop drawings would be included. Just everything made to make it easier for the dealer, especially the people that are going to do the installation.
And see, there it is again, extrusions, right? That's a term that I realized is a linear related term. I guess the channels that the linear lighting would then go in, the metal channels, that's an extrusion in the sure. terminology of the category. And so, every time I think, because I've gone to Lightapalooza and I've been to some, a lot of HTSA meetings where everyone's talking lighting, it seems like we're farther along in the CI channel's transition to lighting fixture installation and specification. So, but then I go and I talk to an integrator, someone I know really well, and they haven't even dabbled in it yet. And I remember that for many companies, we're only just starting to sort of stick our toes in the water with this category. For those who are just getting started or kind of contemplating it, maybe a little intimidated by it, what sort of first steps do you recommend when they're starting to look at your company? Anything that you can kind of tell them to kind of ease their mind? The things you just mentioned obviously are part of it, but do you help with design and things like that, those who are just getting started?
We do. We offer design services, but you know, education, and there's plenty of it in the channel as of now. You know, everything between events like Lightapalooza, where they arranged a whole bunch of really good classes. And, you know, I guess my feedback as a vendor, when we're working the booth and people are coming and going from classes, you know, at Cedia, a lot of people come and kind of say, yeah, it's kind of the same thing. There were a few shining stars, but generally it's the same content. Lots of really good excitement from dealers that were just coming from classes and had picked up a lot of good knowledge. And so Lightapalooza is a great resource. I would imagine there's going to be some similar classes at Cedia so that people have another chance to learn that information. Lots of us manufacturers are traveling around and doing classes, you know, whether it's come one, come all, or individually at dealers' locations. And so that, along with back to us offering design services, you know, if you're just doing some kitchen cabinetry lighting and maybe a couple of coves in a home, it's real easy for ourselves and an integrator to come up with a plan for that. If a dealer has landed a really nice project that calls for you know, professional lighting design, then don't blow it, because you know there's an architect involved, there's a builder involved, there's a designer involved, and you don't want to blow your relationships with those people. But then the client themselves, if they're unhappy with their lighting design, with the lighting system, then they're not going to refer their friends, right?
Yeah.
And so whether the lighting design is done through us or through, you know, somebody like can help mm-hmm. you, or a local professional lighting designer, employ those people on the projects that are worthy of it, because it's going to turn out better, and we're a referral based business, right?
Yeah.
And so it's in your best interest to do it right.
When I've been a member of a panel discussion, participant in a panel discussion, I've, you know, we talked about what are the first good steps to take into this category, and places where maybe a little less of a education ramp up. And one of the categories or one of the areas of the lighting that's mentioned is outdoor, because light, you can do a lot more with outdoor without having to deal with walls and ceilings and things like that. And another one is linear, that's mentioned as far as like a good kind of proving point. And that's the smaller projects, like you mentioned, with cove lighting and under the cabinets and that sort of thing, not massive projects, but just in that part of it. And I know we're going to talk more about downlights as well, not just linear, but what are some of the like just technical things that people need to understand about linear in terms of the lengths and, you know, the math on how you need to make sure that you get the proper power for that to work properly, you know, based on how the size of the rim works and everything. And see, this is where I'm like coming in with the wrong words and terminology trying to say it. But I can think back to where I had some involvement in the early days of linear in a basement project. And I just kind of got in over my head in terms of what the power requirements were for the length that I was putting in, and I didn't get it to work right. So what are some of those just details you need to know when you're getting started with linear?
Well, generally the length of space that you need to light up, and then what's the purpose of that space? You know, if it's a under kitchen cab, then you've got a workspace there on the countertop that you want to light correctly. Right. And so, we have a really big multitude of strip light, and there's different, you know, color types, color temperatures, outputs. And so your power consumption is going to be based on output. And then we've got also a big multitude of power supplies or drivers that would supply power to those outputs. And so, you know, just figure out what the length is and how much light you need. And we can help with the right model of strip. Also with the right model of channel, you know, where do you want to point the light? Does it need to be recessed in or hidden. And then we can line it up with the right number of power supplies. And we help with that. You know, as the order's getting entered, we check that work.
Right. So as long as everything's measured right and you've got the basic layout, you know what the power requirements are going to be and help them through that. That's really good to know. So now
right.
you introduced at Lattapalooza some new linear options with what you call your MYKA range, M-Y-K-A. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about what innovations that you've brought into that range for your linear offerings?
Sure. MYKA is a miniaturized series of strip and channel. And so, you know, in high-end residential, generally smaller is better, unless you're talking about a TV or a pair of speakers. MYKA is a line of miniaturized products, and it's pretty cool. It's everything from surface mount to recessed. We've got this really cool recessed asymmetric piece of extrusion that's pretty unique and pretty cool. And it allows you to get into tighter spaces just due to space restraints or because design calls for smaller. And so MYKA, the entire series is available now, and we can help people with design and spec and creating bill of materials and all that.
Yeah, and you talked about MUDIN as an option too, just to really make that even more elegant and just kind of magically appear as part of the wall, right? You can really hide it the way that the extrusion is installed. So it doesn't, like everything, the lighting fixtures, speakers, everything needs to look like the quiet ceiling and the quiet wall right now with everything. Mm-hmm. So having those options are good to include. Is MUDIN part of all of your other ranges as well, besides MYKA?
Yeah, we've got a series of MUDIN extrusion called Linii, L-I-N-I-I-I, which is, it's going to be a larger profile compared to MYKA.
Okay.
And so, you know, if it's a larger space where you need more output or you just want it to be a larger format, then Linii would be the appropriate product. If it's smaller, then MYKA would be the appropriate product. But I can't wait to see somebody do a fixture area where they've got both Linii and MYKA, you know, combining both the larger profile and smaller. I think that'll look pretty cool.
Yeah. And now, obviously, we've been talking a lot about linear, but Linii also has downlight options as well. And one of the new introductions at Lattapalooza was Stenos. So what was the change there with that line to solve problems or provide new design options?
Yeah, so Stenos is it's a line of products that we've had for a few years, but it went through a refresh last year, and then we added a whole bunch of SKUs. And so the original product has really been perfected. The quality of light is really nice. And so Stenos, the technology is called micro-optics. And it's more of a linear fixture. So when it comes to downlights, we would be a small linear fixture as opposed to a circle or a square. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that form factor is going to be preferred over a circle or a square. I don't think that it's going to become prevalent where, you know, where a linear fixture is what everybody wants, but it's nice to have a third option. And so with Stenos, we've got a 1-inch downlight, a 3-inch, a 5-inch, a 12-inch, and most of those are both flanged and MUDIN. And so the finished product is really nice when it's finished. And then we also have track modules of each of those. So track systems are kind of coming back into style. Especially since we released Stenos, we've gotten lots of quote requests for Stenos track. And so especially in spaces where things are going to move around, like a personal art gallery or a high-end car garage, a track system is really appropriate because once the system is done, you're not stuck with that with that lighting design. As say cars move around in that high-end car garage, you can come back and you can pop modules out, move them around, because they're aimable. You're able to, you know, to aim them over 30 degrees to one side or the other. And it's also a two channel system. So you can have one bank of lights on one switch and another on another switch. And so really versatile, low voltage. So all of our guys can install it, super efficient. And so, one driver can power up a whole bunch of different fixtures if you like, wet location rated. So, you know, showers and under outdoor covered patios and things like that. And IC rated. So a back box, which adds space and also expense, isn't required, which makes it just easier to install.
That's just so many different great sellable features there. I didn't even think about the wet rating kind of stuff. That's really, really cool as well. I love the use case of the big car collection thing. That's it's definitely a client type, you know, that we're used to in the CI channel for sure. And the art collection for that matter, you know? And so that really, those are really good use cases. So, and then you've got various different, beam options as well there, right? So you can adjust to different, angles and degrees of the beam focus or wall washes.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that. Yeah.
Exactly. There are snap-on accessories that allow you to change beam spread.
Okay.
Which again is nice when, you know, when the subject that's being lit up changes, then you can change that beam spread without having to buy an entirely new fixture.
Oh, that's good.
So it's a really handy, unique line of products that that integrators can use as they expand their lighting efforts.
You know, and circling back to Micah a minute, one of the terms that came up, I think, in the press release was declare certified.
Right.
Can you remind me what that means again?
it hasn't really hit our channel yet, but in the commercial world, you know, you're being asked to be more environmentally conscious. And so the majority of the components that are used in our products are recyclable. And so that means that it's not just going to go into a landfill someday. And, you know, you can disassemble things and recycle them and use them for other purposes later on down the line. And so, so we've gone through a really big initiative. There's some people internally that have put a lot of work into that. And declare doesn't mean much to your average AV integrator, but it may someday. And we'll be set up for that.
That's great. Well, one of the other bits of news that came out was that you as a company had joined the ASEAN Unlimited Buying Group.
We have.
Yeah. And so is this your first buying group partnership?
With Lumini, yes.
Right, yeah.
So Lumini is still fairly new to the channel. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, aligned ourselves with one of the premier buying groups in the channel. Richard Glykes has done a really good job of putting together the group. And Patrick McCarthy and the team there are, you know, still working really hard. We're fairly new to the group, but it was nice to have a handful of group members come and say hello to us at Lightapalooza. And they've got a conference coming up next month that we'll be attending. And I think we'll see you there as well.
That's right. That's what I was going to say. Definitely planning on connecting in person again there. That's
sure.
A little bit further out into April. Yeah, great opportunity. Such a, you know, focused group of people, you know, in a buying group like that. So I'm sure you'll get a lot of benefits from that.
Absolutely. The entire channel is hungry for, you know, lighting knowledge and resources. And so ASEAN especially is focused on lighting. And so it'll be fun to, you know, to learn and educate and support people as we build our businesses.
Well, other than getting ready for that in a few weeks, what's your what's your day-to-day look like in terms of just working with the channel and building out, you know, the brand with everyone? Are you direct only to the AV integrator space, or are you working with some of those independent reps that I saw at Lightapalooza? I know they're really working on their education as well and trying to bring on lines and serve as a good conduit from a training standpoint and just, to like give access to dealers who are just kind of getting into the category. What's your go-to-market strategy there versus, AV, reps versus independent or direct and that type of thing?
Sure. So we're slowly building out territories with AV reps as time goes on. So we're definitely in growth mode. You're supporting the dealers that that have been buying for some time, and at the same time you're expanding into new territories and with buying groups such as Ozzyon. And so it's pretty busy these days. Finding the right reps, and then once you've found them, then training them and working with them to go out and find opportunities and get things going. It takes some time. We're doing it pretty carefully and calculated, so that we don't spread ourselves too thin. Don't necessarily want to bring on a new territory until the last one that you opened up is at least up and running and somewhat self-sufficient. And so it's a bit of a slow roll, but we're trying to do it right.
Well, the great luxury for you is that, like we said at the beginning, that so much of the business is established in that spec world. So you've got a really good base to work off of as the channel develops and grows. So you're
right.
You're not like a startup company where everything is dependent on this new unproven group of people that are kind of learning as they go, right? So you've got a very stable business to build off of.
Absolutely. The machine is there. It's just a matter of attaching onto it and using as much of it as you can to grow the business.
Well, I'll let you get back to it. We both have our day-to-day to go back to, and appreciate your time today and then learning more about the company, and continue to learn more as we go. I'm looking forward to seeing you at ASEAN in a few weeks. So Chris, yeah. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Jeremy. Much appreciated.
Chris Lennon is Business Development Manager for AV for Lumini. You can learn more about his company's offerings at lumini.com. That's LUMINII.com, or by emailing AV@lumini.com. And that wraps up today's show, which was produced by Residential Tech Today, IPW, and Pretty Easy Podcasts. If you're new to Residential Tech Talks, please subscribe to the podcast where you watched or listened to this episode. Also, check out all the latest residential tech news at our magazine's website, restechtoday.com, where you can also subscribe to the print or digital magazine and to our Tuesday and Thursday email newsletters. Until next time, please stay safe, stay inspired, and let us know if you have a great story to tell. Residential Tech Talks. Lighting specialist to Residential Tech. Smart device, smart home, or smart house.